The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
He's called America's Pediatrician. He's a best-selling author, and he has a new book out called The Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan. Now, his name is Dr. William Sears, and he and his daughter Erin are here with me today to talk about it. Well, I'm really excited to have you guys on the show today. Dr. Sears and Erin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Beverly. It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to have y'all on the show. Now, I've read your book, The Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan, and it's a phenomenal read, and we want to encourage everyone to get it. And I think after what they hear on this show today, I think everybody's going to want to get it. But in your book, you talk about five things that you call the Transformation Five. And you talk about how that you can lose the weight and keep it off, and you can get healthier in the process. Now, the Transformation Five, in a nutshell, I'm just going to briefly mention them so people can know what we're going to be talking about. But we'll talk more about them into the show. Now, you say to enjoy the 5S diet, and we're going to talk about what you eat on this diet. Graze on 5 daily mini meals. Move more, stress less, and share T5 5 times. Now, first of all, what do you eat on this program? Because you've really, you know, we're at a time of the year, this is January, and people are trying to lose the weight, and everybody's trying to lose weight. They usually do all year, but especially in January. Why is this book different than the other weight loss programs out there? And what do you eat on this program?
Well, Beverly, this is the Transformation 5 program is one that I have personally used in my medical practice for nearly 20 years. It's the program that I personally do myself to transform my own life from a medical crisis to vibrant living. And it's a program that Erin has transformed her life on. And the reason we use the term transformation instead of a diet is diets come and go. Thousands of them come out on January 1. People try them, and they don't work. 95% don't work. That's been well shown. A transformation, we call it an inside job. That means that you transform yourself at the cellular level, at the brain level, the gut brain and the head brain level, at the blood vessel level, so yeah, that it lasts. A transformation lasts because it's an inside.
Absolutely. And we would not be, you know, here today sharing our story if we didn't feel this at that cellular level, as Dr. Bill just talked about. And Beverly, you mentioned, you know, what do you eat? Everyone's looking for that, you know, that magic answer. And through, you know, many experiments, many ups and downs, many trial and errors, I've tried everything out there. I'm extremely happy to say that, you know, that those 65 pounds that I lost, well, they stayed lost.
And how long has that been? How long a time have you kept it off?
It's been almost 7 years now.
Wow. Okay. Now that's big time.
So exciting.
That's big time. Yeah.
I'm a different person today than when I first started. New and improved and feeling live, feeling vibrant, really thriving. Not that I still don't have my challenges, of course, but going back to your question, what do you eat on this diet? So we have put together what's called the 5S diet, and that takes you from morning to evening. And what we build our plan around, the 5 S's are smoothies, salads with spices, smart snacks like seeds and nuts, smoothies, and science-based supplements. So we have a guidebook that, you know, lets you to allows you to play a little bit. We want it to be fun. We want to enjoy life. We don't want to feel like we're restricted, right? Mm-hmm. But we always have this foundation of, you know, can I be 80 to 90% 5S? And then fill in the gaps with what each person may need for their individual nutritional needs. And also to, you know, enjoy a treat now and then, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it sounds like that you're trying to make it kindly simple. Is this a simple diet, or is it something you got to stay in the kitchen half a day?
You mentioned the magic word, Beverly, simple.
I like
because
simple.
If it's simple, you're more likely to stick to it. So here's how we present it as simple. I want our listeners to hold out your hand, say your right hand, and picture you have the five keys to your health in the palm of your hand. And let's go with the 5S diet. All right, you start the morning with a big smoothie. Ah, a shake a day keeps the doctor away. And we go through with you how to make a shake that tastes good, that you love eating. See, eating needs to be fun, or it's not going to stick to it. And then you salads with spices, the salads and spices in the evening. And then a little slab of seafood. We talk about good fish, bad fish, like wild salmon, still the tops. And then we talk about becoming a grazer. That's the fourth finger there. A grazer instead of a gorger. And then the thumb, as you look at your hand, will be the proper supplements in case you can't eat well. And oftentimes we can't. And then the palm of your hand says, do it, feel it, and share it. Because the foods that we recommend, this is called, three simple words, shaping young tastes. Or that's what I use in kids, or in adults, just shaping your tastes. So when you shape your tastes over the 5-week period, that's why we use 5 weeks, and you eat the foods we recommend, let me take you through what actually goes on. This is fascinating. So I want you to follow me from the tongue to the brain to the gut and back. Say you eat just these pure foods, real foods. That's all they are, real foods. The taste buds on the tongue say, ooh, that's real food I like. And then the tongue sends a text message, a biochemical text message, thousands of them, to the taste center in the brain. And that center says, like, that is good for me, tongue. That is brain food. And the brain, above all other organs in the whole body, is most affected by what you eat. So the brain says, like, keep eating that way. It gets better. Then the head brain sends a biochemical text message down a superhighway in the middle of the body called the vagus nerve. These thousands of biochemical text messages come down to the gut that says, hey, gut, your favorite food is coming down soon, the 5S diet. You register good gut feelings. You feel good down there, so the eater keeps feeling good up here in the head brain. And so you have these biochemical text messages, this triangle from tongue to brain to gut, back to brain, back to tongue. All this biochemistry going on, these text messages. So over time, over several weeks, that becomes imprinted as a habit, and you are transformed for life.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got like a cycle going here, like a loop, where your brain, your taste buds, and your gut, your thinking changes, your taste changes, and your feeling changes. Starts thinking, tasting, and feeling good as you eat the real food and do this diet. Is that kindly the part of the transformation?
Yes. You mentioned the magic word loop. Yeah, I would kind of throw you for a loop. Yes. You know, it is a loop, and this is really exciting, Beverly. The big part of the loop is something people don't know much about. It's called the microbiome. Now, that's the biggest word in medicine right now.
Oh, yeah.
The microbiome simply means it's a community of gut bugs, trillions of bacteria that live in the lining of your gut, the silver lining. And in return for free food and a warm place to live, they do good things for the body. So when you feed the gut bugs good food, they send good biochemical messages back to your brain. happy hormones. Isn't that what we want? People forget that the happy hormones are mostly made in the gut.
Right. Yeah, about, what, 90% of our serotonin's made there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, does
Absolutely.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, does it take, is it about 5 weeks for the taste buds to change? Because you mentioned in your book that when you eat this way, over time, your cravings change. You start craving the good food and not so much the bad food. Does this take about 5 weeks for that to occur?
Well, you know, it's a little different for everyone. I'll just speak to my experience. I was just telling my dad this story, kind of reminiscing of, you know, that first 6 months, that can be some ups and downs. And I remember him telling me, Aaron, has that flip gone on in you where you crave it yet? Do you have to have that salad? Do you have to have that smoothie? And I was like, oh, it's not quite there yet, Dad. But let me tell you, now it is. And I used to make fun of him for, you know, Dad's big shake, carrying around his smoothies and his salads. But, you know, I am now a smoothie and salad addict. But it wasn't always that way. I used to be very addicted to processed foods, to high fat, to high sugar, high salt, and anything to give me that instant fix, that instant quick self-medication that I was searching for.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you...
I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, I just was saying that there's maybe, I'm sure my dad can talk about some science behind a number, but it's different for every person. You know, I always tell my healthy living clients that, you know, think about how many years it took you to create those unhealthy habits. You know, give yourself some grace, have self-compassion around it. Just keep going no matter what.
Once your gut, when patients will come into my office and say, you know, now I'll go down to, let's call it Sticky's Burgers. Now I'll go down a big burger. I used to love those. Now I feel awful. Right. And I say, good. That means that your gut lining has been transformed to give you, I feel good signals when you eat good, but pains in the gut are I feel bad signals when you eat bad. That means that you've transformed yourself for life.
Yeah, and that's when the magic really starts happening, because that's when it gets easier.
Now, just how do I stay motivated? How do I just not get in? How do I not eat that donut? All right, so you see a donut, and you love the donut, and you picture the donut. Now, usually it's, oh, man, that's going to taste so good. Can't wait to take a bite of that donut. But before you start thinking that way, just imagine what happens inside your body when you do eat the donut. First of all, the magic word is called spikes. Spikes is a big, bad word in medicine. Spikes means that the level of blood sugar goes way up. And medicine 101, health 101, is avoid spikes. So first of all, you picture, oh my gosh, my blood sugar is going to spike. We call it sticky stuff in the blood. And then when you get high levels of sticky stuff in the blood, that sticky stuff goes to the brain. And you get sticky stuff in the brain. That goes to the heart. And it goes to the gut. And it goes all over your body and the joints. So you get pains in the brain. You get pains in the joint. Arthritis, pains in the gut, colitis, all these itises simply from the word spike. So when you picture all these nasty things go on in your body, if you do eat the donut, your brain is suddenly saying, man, I don't need that donut. If that's what's going on in my body, I can do without it. I think I'll have a shake instead, or something very, you know, very healthy instead.
And you know what, Beverly, and I love that visual, Dr. Bill, like that's where the power is connecting it. Like we all know, we've been told the same thing over and over, don't eat this, do eat this, but really understanding why, what happens in the body. And Beverly, I heard you say the magic phrase multiple times is, I feel good or I don't feel good.
Yeah.
So we really want to invite people who are listening to this, like, to dig deep. Look at what's my internal motivation for wanting to live my best life. It's about feeling good at the end of the day. And that's maybe the problem with some of these eating plans is there's a lack of nutritional value in some of these, quote, diet foods. So we don't look at our foods as diet. We look at them as nutrients, as fuel to help me be emotionally and mentally stable, to give me energy to work out, to decrease that depression that could come along with some of those negative effects from the food. So as people out there are looking to either start a plan or to refine whatever they already got going on, really just want to encourage people to have the motivation to feel good and thrive.
Yeah, and when you start attaching how you feel with what you eat, when you can start making that connection, that is one of the keys to being successful on a healthy diet regimen, because, you know, it's more that motivates you, you know, just like it was motivating to me and other people too, you know. And again, I can eat things and I notice I feel good after I eat that. So that, I mean, all of this is really just common sense, but a lot of times we are so busy, we don't notice how food is affecting us. And I think it's important that maybe we start trying to do that and slow down a little bit and start paying attention to how food makes us feel. Well, we're coming up on a break now, and we will be right back. I'm talking to Dr. Sears and his daughter Erin, and we're talking about the Transformation 5 diet program that they've come up with, and we're going to talk more about that right after the break.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Okay, we are back. I'm Beverly Butler. You're listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network. And I'm here with Dr. William Sears, or Dr. Bill Sears, and his daughter, Erin. And we're talking about the new book that they've both written called the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan. We're talking about a transformation diet that's really not really a diet per se, but it's just a new way and a better way of eating. Really, I guess you shouldn't really call it a new way, because really this is the way we should be eating anyway. And I think it's the way people in the past have probably eaten closer to this than the average person does today. So now, you know, some people might think, well, you know, he's a doctor, she's a health coach, you know, they've been doing this stuff all their life. They've never had any real problems. This is just something they do because they like it and it's easy for them and all like that. But now you both have had some hurdles to cross, and you didn't used to eat this way. So how did you come up with this program? And did you both come up with it together? Now, Dr. Sears, you had a serious health issue, and I think that's what caused you to start doing a lot of research in this area of diet and health and all. So tell us, how did this program come about?
Well, like most men, Beverly, it took a health crisis, a life-threatening crisis, to get me to change. I had colon cancer. And what causes colon cancer? It's 20% genes and 80% diet and lifestyle. So it was aha moment, a wake-up call. Okay, I have 8 children. I have 10 grandchildren.
Yeah.
Got a wonderful wife. I've got a lot to live for, a big medical practice, the prime of my life. I says, man, this is not the time to just give everything up because of my bad habits. I got to change my habits. And so it was that motivation that says, I've got to make a change in my health. So I dropped 45 pounds, but that's not that important. I dropped 7 inches off my waist. Waist size is so much more important than scale weight.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Sears, explain why it is more important to pay attention to your waist size as opposed to the weight that's on the scale.
Yes, waist size is the number one measurement you can make. If I were, say you came into your doctor and the doctor's in a hurry and has only time for one measurement to give the most information about your health, it would be waist size, your pant size, your skirt size. And here's the reason. Abdominal fat, belly fat, you know, those rolls you squeeze, they're called adipocytes. That's the name of the cells. And these extra belly fat cells, first of all, they are a big pharmacy, but they make what we call anti-medicines. They're not your good pharmacy inside, but your bad pharmacy. They make anti-medicines. They make anti-inflammatories. That's why one of the first people with one of the itises, arthritis, for example, one of the things they notice when they trim their waist is their arthritis gets better. Blood sugar goes way up as your waist goes way up, and you get sticky stuff all over your brain. Alzheimer's, one of the biggest things you can do is Alzheimer's prevention, is keep your waist trim. So the list of all the good things you can do by trimming your waist is a whole page.
Yeah, and so these are because of the special type cells in your abdomen that are not
yes.
anywhere else.
No, cells in your cheeks, the cells on your thighs, you know, on your arms, they're okay, but it's the belly fat.
Mm, yeah,
the belly fat, that extra belly fat. And like one of the ways I say in my office, I've examined a person and tried to motivate them, I'll say, Joe, next time we meet, I want to see less of you. And they get the point. I want to see less of you.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, how long did it take you to come up with this program?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in my 20th year. And it took me about 5 years of experimentation, what works and what doesn't. I use my medical practice as sort of a laboratory. Mm-hmm. What works for most people, for most ages, the young and the seniors, most of the time. And then I'd have people keep diaries. And then when Erin started her transformation, and we kept so many, she had people that helped her, what worked and what didn't. And so we gradually came up with a program that works and it lasts. That is the thing we wanted. What is change your habits? Something that lasts, an inside job that lasts.
Right. That's key to this lasting. Now, Erin, at what point, how long have you been eating this way?
For about 7 years.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And you know, growing up in the Sears household, my mom was really the health nut of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was doing a lot of this stuff before it was a cool thing to do. I'm very grateful for the strong foundation that she gave our family and me. And so just like most kids, you know, I had my little rebellious stage a little late in life. It didn't happen until I went to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, I literally was a kid in a candy shop when I, you know, went outside of the guidance of my parents and influence of my parents and the pantry of my parents. You know, I went to the school cafeteria and slowly through the years, you know, my freshman year into my sophomore and junior, my health started declining. because what I put in my body started to change. And that was just a huge unhealthy domino effect, one thing leading to another. And next thing you know, I was in my senior year, stressed out to the max. I struggled with severe depression and anxiety, and I had turned to food and alcohol to self-medicate those feelings. Uh-huh. And I was barely hanging on to my studies. I still, you know, somewhat looked okay on the outside, because I thought that if I looked okay on the outside, I could kind of hide what was I was struggling with on the inside. But eventually I was, you know, I skipped the scale at over 200 pounds, and I was very, very sick, and I ended up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that moment. The nurse looked at me and said, you have an opportunity today. This could be your U-turn moment, or you could continue down this path, and I might keep seeing you back in this emergency room. I don't want to see you here again. What can you do about it? And I'll never forget that feeling. It was just like, again, that flip, that little, it was ignited. You know, it was still really scary. It wasn't like this huge, you know, I had everything figured out in one moment. But what happened is I had the gift of desperation. Yeah. And I was willing to do whatever it took. And in the areas that I didn't have the willingness yet, I was willing to get willing to do whatever it took. And so slowly but surely, I took that, you know, that unhealthy domino effect, and I turned it into a healthy domino effect. Mm-hmm. One change spurred on the next change. And within about 6 months, I was not only feeling like myself again, I was feeling like a better version of myself. Like things that were hiding in there started to come back to life. And I began to have that internal motivation of I'm feeling good. I'm feeling less depressed. I have healthy tools to turn towards now when life happens and hard things happen and I want to reach towards those unhealthy self-medications. I can reach for my healthy tools now.
Yeah.
And so that slowly but surely, you know, I built my version of T5. And we talk about in the book, the helper's high, and why we dedicate a chapter to sharing this program with others is Derbil and I have seen the power in that. And that's really helped. That's one of the hugest things. One of the biggest things that's helped me sustain my lifestyle is because I'm constantly sharing it and I'm receiving that helper's high back from all of my transformer friends, and we keep lifting up each other up and supporting each other.
Yeah. So now let's talk about this for a minute, because that's like number five. You share 5T with others with five times a day. Is this really just like a group that encourages each other? Is that kind of what it is? Or is it new people every day you're sharing it with? Or how does that work exactly?
Well, for everyone's different, just like the diet and other things. We want people to build their healthy living tribe in whatever that looks like to them. It could be their family. It could be their friends. It could be, you know, people at their gym that they get connected with, whatever that means to you.
Okay. Yeah. So these five people basically are your tribe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're not just sharing it with others just so they'll, with different people, just so they can, more people can keep you accountable. Although this tribe does, but it's mainly your tribe where you encourage each other and hold each other accountable, I guess, and that type of thing.
It's a two-way street. And what's so awesome is, so I'll tell you a story of one day I was feeling really discouraged. I was really lacking motivation, and I was like, man, I can't snap out of it. So what I did is I picked up the phone, and I called one of my tribe members, and I just said, hey, I'm feeling this way. And even just saying that took the power out of it. It was out of my brain, because it's huge. It's like this giant thing in my brain. But as soon as I speak those words and get it out of my brain, it's already lost its power.
Right. That's the magic. A lot of times is speaking it, whatever the problem is, a lot of times it does lose its power. You're right. Exactly. I read the book, but it's like I'm just now getting this. Maybe I'm a little slow, but really, because we all have tough days. I mean, we all have days where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you know, and we stomp our toe going to the bathroom, and you know, the plumbing goes out, the heater goes out, and all this, and you know, it's just like we just sometimes some days we just want to just stay in bed, and sometimes we feel like at the end of the day it would have been better if we just stayed in bed. But we do have tough times. We have days that things don't go right, and those are some of the days that we're weaker, our willpower's weaker, and we think, oh, well, just today, let me just eat what I want to right now, you know. But if you do have someone that you can, that would be really helpful to have someone that you're on, where you're in your tribe, you know what each other's doing, and that you can call and just, get out your frustrations and all. I can see where that would be a huge benefit, because sometimes all we need to do is just talk to someone and that's it, you know. So that's a powerful, powerful step right there. You talk about grazing. Now, that's the number two on your list, grazing. Now, some people, there's like you said, there's always a new diet coming out and a new fad. And I'm so glad to know this is really more of a lifestyle. And I believe that's where things are going to have to go to for real change to take place. But you got to do something that is truly healthy and that makes sense and that you can do, that's simple. And I mean, just like what your program is, it's simple and it's healthy and it makes sense and it's simple to do and everybody can do it. But, you know, you need to, be able to do that so you can stick with it. And losing the weight, you want to be sure you keep it off, because that's the whole point of it. So this, you know, they talk about fasting. This is kind of the fad now, the ketogenic diet and fasting so many hours and this and that. And I know that has its place and people are having some success, but I'm afraid that we're going to run into some big problems down the road with that. But that's just my opinion. So with this grazing, of course, when you graze, that keeps your blood sugar stable. And of course, there's, you know, I don't know how many people realize, but if your blood sugar is not stable, that's going to just knock out so many other systems and other things, because, it's hard to, your body's not going to work like it's supposed to if your blood sugar keeps going up and down and too high and too low and all that. So you've got, to me, that's one of the first things, just my opinion, one of the first things you've got to do is stabilize that blood sugar.
That is, you just mentioned, Beverly, the one simple key to health: keep your blood sugar stable. Now, that's why we came up with grazing. And I would ask patients in my office, all right, what is the top health tool which gave you the most difference, feeling good and looking good? And they'd said, Dr. Bill, it's your rule of twos. Ah, the rule of twos. And here it is. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long. Simple. Now, here's what happens when you do that, the rule of twos. You don't spike. Your blood sugar doesn't spike. It is stable. And when your blood sugar doesn't spike, and none of those biochemicals spike from eating too much, too fast, your whole body and brain feels better. You get fuller faster. You enjoy eating in a better way because you're chewing more. Food is in your mouth longer. And one of the ways, I've had a couple of people say, like, man, how do I slow my husband down? He eats a gorger. I said, all right, you go into the kitchen and you hide every fork in the kitchen. And you replace them with chopsticks. So your husband has to use chopsticks. It works.
Yeah, I'll bet it does. I'd probably starve to death.
Another simple thing is replace forks with chopsticks. It's more fun. You eat slower. You take smaller bites. You enjoy it better. And you grow a few brain cells with every bite just by having to use the chopsticks. And if it still doesn't slow you down, then use chopsticks with a non-dominant hand. That'll really work.
So that would be the key to, chewing slower too, huh? Because you're trying to figure out how to get the food on your chopsticks. And you're chewing and you're not thinking about swallowing so quick. Okay. I need to get me some chopsticks because I still eat a little too fast. So I may have to get me some chopsticks. Here. You know, they also say that eating less is very anti-aging. As a matter of fact, that's one of the few things that's not disputed in the field of anti-aging science. And that is the less you eat, now provided you eat enough, you don't want to starve yourself, but the less you eat, the longer you live.
That's exactly right. Let me go through why that happens, Beverly, and see that one of the earliest effects you're going to feel on the T5 way of eating is you will feel satisfied with less food because the food you are eating is naturally more filling. It's higher in fiber. It's higher in good fats, right fats. Gone is the days of the whole so-called low-fat diet. It's a right-fat diet. So that's the first thing you notice, that you will be satisfied. You just naturally stop eating. Oh, I'm full. I'm satisfied. See, and when you eat less, let me take you into the cell. Again, a medical principle is every cell, every tissue of your body is only as healthy as each cell in it. Now, inside each cell are hundreds of little tiny energy batteries, little generators. We call them mitochondria. That's what makes all your energy. That's what keeps you from getting sick and tired, is those little mitochondria. When you eat less and you're satisfied for less, the mitochondria become more fuel efficient. It's almost like suddenly your car is getting a lot more mileage per gallon, and it's running more efficiently. So basically, that word efficiency, what you do when you eat less and are satisfied with less, your body runs more efficiently. And that's what happens inside. That's the inside job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the mitochondria, that's another thing that is people are talking more about, the mitochondria. So this is actually really good and healthy for the mitochondria.
Oh, absolutely. We could call this the transformation mitochondria diet if we wanted to,
yeah.
But that wouldn't, that sounds too weird.
Yeah. But that's a big deal, though. This mitochondria is a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. Bill, I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about 99% of America right there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got to take another quick break. And we will be right back. I'm Beverly Butler with the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio. And I'm talking to Dr. Bill Sears and his daughter, Erin. And we're talking about the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan diet, which is actually a transformation program. And we will be right back.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking about the transformation program. Dr. Sears and Erin, his daughter, have co-written a book called the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan. And we're talking about the different aspects of this program. And in your book, Dr. Sears, you talk about how that T5, which is a Transformation 5, your program, that it greatly enhances your ability to make your own medicines internally. Now, I read a lot, and I talk to a lot of health people. I read a lot and all, but I've never read or heard of it put that way, of that how we can make our own internal medicines. Now, this is very interesting to me, and I think it'll be interesting to everybody. How does this happen?
Well, Beverly, you just put your finger on the top message in our book, and that is make your own medicines. So follow me carefully. carefully, because what you're about to hear actually won the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
So every one of us inside our body has a giant internal pharmacy. You can make most of the medicines that you need. They've identified 23 medicines now, medicines that lower the highs, like high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high blood cholesterol, medicines that raise the lows, like antidepressants, medicines that mellow your moods, anti-anxiety, medicines that heal the hurts, anti-inflammatories. So I just mentioned most of the medicines that many people are on.
Mm-hmm.
But the medicines that you make are better than the medicines you take, because they're custom made just for you. They come out at the right time, at the right dose, no side effects. Medicare will love you. And inside, and where in the world of your body? People are wondering now, where is that pharmacy? Well, let's imagine, suppose you were designing the greatest machine computer ever made, the human body and the human brain. And you knew that we humans are going to mess up. We're going to mess up our body. So where would you put that pharmacy? You'd put it so it gets into the bloodstream quicker. So that's where the pharmacy is, the lining of your blood vessels. It's called medically the endothelium. The lining of your blood vessels has trillions of microscopic medicine bottles. So have that visual image right now. There's this big artery, and on the lining of the artery are trillions of microscopic medicine bottles. They actually look like tiny little squirt bottles, glands. And they squirt out the right medicines at the right time. However, for most people, their pharmacy is closed for two reasons. Number one, they've got sticky stuff floating all over the bloodstream because of what they eat. And the sticky stuff clogs the tops of the medicine bottles, so they don't open. Pharmacy close. Secondly, and this is what won the Nobel Prize, this is fascinating. You remember Dr. Mom, my favorite doctor, said, go outside and play? What is it about movement? Movement opens your medicine bottles. The blood flowing faster over the tops of the medicine bottles, called a shear force, actually pops the medicine bottles open. So when your doctor says, Joe, you got to move more, man, but they don't tell you why. This is why. Movement opens your medicine bottles. That's the simplest I can make it. And if you want to have some fun, say tomorrow, Beverly, you're out walking with your friends real fast. You're walking with a group of buddies, and you say, oh, it feels so good to be making my own medicines. I'm opening my medicine bottles. And they'll look at you kind of weird and say, what are you doing? Yes. See, so when I go out and I move and I dance or jog or just walk real fast or swim, I just imagine I'm flooding my body with all the right medicines at the right time at the right dose. And that, it feels so good.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's very powerful. I mean, that right there is enough. I mean, to me, that's enough motivation to make anybody want to get up and move.
It's amazing, yeah, isn't it?
It is.
Crazy. If you remember me talking. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
I was going to say there's a brand new disease now in the doctor's dictionary called the sitting disease. Americans sit too much. Sorry, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, and that was one of the things that motivated me to be a yoga teacher and a fitness instructor, is when I was new to my transformation, thankfully, I always loved movement. I grew up doing things. And so I said, what can I do that's not going to feel like a workout, or it's like, oh, I got to drag myself to do it. So I started dancing. I started doing Zumba, and it didn't feel like a workout. And what's awesome is, the whole make your own medicines thing, this is kind of even a new thing for me. I've grasped a more powerful awareness about it through writing this book. Because, my dad's a doctor, and I'm kind of just, practical coach, like how do I make this work for myself? But now that I really connect with what's happening, like, why do I feel so good after a workout? now I'm more motivated to do it. And I'll tell you, like right now, one of the members of my healthy living tribe has four legs. Her name is Willa. She's my dog. And the fact that I have to get up every morning, and even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, I walk around that block, I have a different mindset, a different perspective for my day from the time I walk out the door and the time I walk back inside the door. It's yeah. quite remarkable. And especially for someone like me who has tendency for depression and anxiety, it's very huge. And something else we talk about in the book is the pills and skills model. So like Dr. Bill said, the medicines you make are safer and more effective than the medicines you take. So just what if you can start implementing some of these tools, and maybe the pills can start to decrease as you increase these healthy living skills.
Yeah. And and as we incorporate all this and start feeling healthier, each thing you do just builds on the other. So, and you can start a snowball effect, and you know, I think you said earlier, Aaron, a domino effect in the right direction this time with the good things instead of the bad things.
Yeah.
Too many people get on a domino effect with the bad things. Now, so the endothelium, or the line of the blood vessels, and I do want to cover this before we go on, isn't a pharmacy. It can make our own internal medicines. But you also say that there's something else. The microbiome can also make medicine?
Yes, and we actually have fun pictures. And I say fun, Beverly, because health needs to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I read a book, especially on health, I want to laugh, I want to smile, or I want to cry. You know, because it's called emotional arousals. When you laugh or cry or smile, you're going to remember what you read. So we have some fun pictures of the internal pharmacy, the pharmacy of the endothelium, and also the gut pharmacy. We have a bunch of gut bugs there on a page, a whole page full of them, and we you know they're making medicines. They're like little miniature pharmacists. So can you imagine? You have trillions of tiny little gut bugs, little pharmacists inside, making your own medicines, and the pharmacists are saying to you, "Hey mouth up there, hey brain, you feed us right down here, and we'll make the right medicines for you up there."
Yeah,
that's a pretty good trade-off.
Yeah, it is, and that's so fascinating. And I think the microbiome is absolutely just so fascinating to me, because it does so. They do so much. It does so much, and I think we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what they really do. But
we have a institute called the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, where we train coaches. We've got now 6,000 coaches all over the world in 22 countries, and one of the biggest things we do is teach them to teach their clients about the two internal medicine pharmacies you have. One, your endothelial pharmacy, and secondly, your microbiome pharmacy. And if your listeners want to learn more about it in a very fun and simple way, you could go to our website. Our website is askdrsears.com, and you can download a free 50-page booklet on the microbiome, and it's called Dr. Poo.
Okay.
Dr. D-R-P-O-O. And okay. It's a fun and colorful, all in full color, way of understanding what exactly is the microbiome. So
okay,
I urge your listeners and to go ahead and take advantage of that to learn more about the microbiome.
Okay, yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, we'll do that. What we'll do is I'll put this on the show notes below the podcast, and people can go there and just it'll go directly to your site, and then they'll see where they can download it there. And again, that is askdrsears.com. There's a 50-page booklet called Dr. Poo that explains and talks about the microbiome, and that'll be fascinating reading, because that just fascinates me. That just is so interesting at what all the microbiome what these gut bugs do, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Now, the sticky stuff you talk about, let's be a little more specific about that so people can really understand what this sticky stuff is that messes up and closes the pharmacy in our bodies. And we want to open it back up. We've got to get rid of the sticky stuff. So what exactly is the sticky stuff?
The sticky stuff, two words, added sugars.
Okay.
So that's the first thing you want to do. You want to get rid of foods that have what's called added sugars, not the real sugars. The real sugars, like in fruit and veggies, are good for you. But it's the added sugars. That's like that creamy donut you mentioned.
Yeah.
That's added sugars. That is sticky stuff. Artificial sweeteners.
Oh, they're
so bad. Artificial biochemistry. Sticky stuff. So get rid of all the artificial. And a very simple way to remember, Beverly, just eat real foods.
Yeah, they've heard me say that before.
Yes, just eat real foods. And here's the good news. Starting in this year, sometime this year, due to public pressure, finally food manufacturers will need to put on the label, on food labels, the number of grams of added sugars.
Good.
The added sugars, because they would hide it before. You couldn't figure out, are these real sugars, like in the fruit that Mother Nature put in, or are they added sugars? So that's a very simple way to say the lower the number of added sugars on the food label, the less the sticky stuff.
Right. Or just eat a real apple or banana, and then you won't have to worry about the label.
Full of fiber.
Right. Okay, now, and I want to talk to cover this before we move on to the other to something else. It said to move more. We talked a little bit about exercise. Now, what do you suggest? You know, you say five times a day? Get up and move around.
Mm-hmm.
That helps open up the pharmacies.
It sure does. And, one of the things we do, some people say, well, you know, I wish I could, but I have a desk job. I love my job, but I have a desk job. Okay. See, one of the things we want to do in our program, and we do this in the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, we meet the person where they are. Okay, you can't change jobs. Well, let's figure out how you can move more at your job. First of all, you can get a standing desk. Uh-huh. But then we go through the biggest movement we have in our whole program is called isometrics. It simply means that as you're sitting, you might want to do that, as our listeners, say people are sitting now. As you're sitting, raise across your legs, one ankle over another, or just stretch your feet way out and raise your legs about a foot off the ground and hold them up for about 30 to 60 seconds until you feel the burn in your thighs. When you feel the burn, that means that you are exercising and you are fueling your mitochondria.
Oh, that's
good.
So
you can be sitting and actually have a workout. You can squeeze your pecs together. You can squeeze your glutes together when you're just standing and waiting in line. You can bend your legs a little bit and stand on your toes for 30 to 60 seconds. It's amazing how you can actually get a so-called workout just in the time you waste sitting and standing in line.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's really good. Now, so you have a program. Let's talk about your program that you help people implement the Transformation 5 Wellness Plan. What do people need to do if they want to? Of course, we recommend getting the book, the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan. Of course, you can get it off Amazon, but we'll also have a link to this on AmericaOutloud.com store. So you can go there and also get the book there. And I'm sure you can get it off of his website. So what, for people that once they get the book, they read it and they say, but I need some help kind of getting it going. And I know, Aaron, you're a coach. What do you recommend for people that want more, information, that want, a little support doing this?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And that's how people are really going to stick. This is going to last for them, a lifestyle. So a few tools we have available throughout the book, you're going to see little high five sign, and that means view it and do it. So we take the reader into a virtual workout center or virtual kitchen, and we have links on the website. It's askdrsears.org/T5, drsearswellness.org/T5, and you're gonna work out with us. You're gonna see Dr. Bill doing isometrics. You're gonna see me doing some yoga and Pilates, or even an office yoga stretch. That if you wanna, you know, switch it up and from the isometrics to do some office yoga, as well as a variety of different videos. So you can get support there. Also, you can connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook is FitPlus5, FITPLUS5, the number 5. And I'm a certified healthy living coach. I love working with people. I do group challenges a lot where you can implement the Share with 5 Friends and start building your healthy living community. I do little challenges a lot. I'm going to start one actually next week. And also you can go to the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute and see if there's any Dr. Sears Wellness coaches in your area to connect with.
Okay, fantastic. So we will have, I'll have all these websites again on the show notes below the podcast. You go to AmericaOutloud.com, or you can go to my website, themisdiagnosedlife.com, and click on this show, and there'll be the show notes below the podcast, and you can see all the links there. In case you're driving or something, you can't write this down or go there now, you can go to themisdiagnosedlife.com and get the links, and more information will be on the show notes page. Well, Dr. Sears and Aaron, this has really been fun, and this has been really interesting. You've got a great book out. I highly encourage everyone to go get it and read it. You will not be disappointed, and I really feel like this is a program that it makes sense, it's simple, and it's healthy, and it's been proven. As Dr. Sears, you've been on it for 20 years, and Aaron, you've been doing it for 7 years. You've lost the weight, you've kept it off, and that's what we need, and that's what people want. This is not the regular, this is not a fad diet. It's and I like something Dr. Sears says, it's a do it. It's not a diet. So I like that. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you so much for all that you're doing. Y'all are just wonderful people. And I just appreciate all you're doing to help America and to help everybody to be healthier and to gain and attain a healthy weight. I have just a little medical disclaimer. As usual, the information discussed here is for educational purposes only. If you have a health issue and before starting any diet or health program, always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. This is, again, Beverly Butler, and you've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.